North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Every time I slow roll my truck down Main, I can't help but realize just how much has changed. There's a ghost on every corner waving back at me, standing in the shadows of what used to be.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. One guy I reached out to the other day, Mr. J.D. Shelburne. You know him as singer, songwriter, musician, J.D. Shelburne. I had met him at the Love from Music City Gala and Auction in Lebanon, Tennessee, just a few weeks ago, as we did a fundraiser for Love from Music City, helping foster children in Middle Tennessee and Haiti. So I reached out to JD because he's putting on a special concert on Saturday, November the 20th. And I know this is important to him as he is involved with these charities and organizations using his platform to help. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, JD Shelburne.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is awesome, man. I saw the post. I'm excited about this concert and movie. It's a family event. Got some great sponsors, and you said that they asked you a few months ago, and I know you're excited about helping Angels in Disguise.
Yeah, you know, I'm big on doing charity events, especially back home. You know, I'm from Taylorsville, Kentucky, which is it's about 25 miles from Louisville. So that's where this concert's going to be held in November. And they reached out to my website through our team about doing this. And, you know, I started out in the music business, you know, taught myself to play guitar in college back about 20 years ago, 18 years ago to be exact. And, you know, I started out playing a lot of charity events. That's how I got my brand out. That's how I started building a fan base. And so as you keep going along in an artist and you keep building shows, building fans, you never forget, you know, your early roots and giving back and doing events for charity is really, really close to my heart. So when Angels in Disguise reached out, I did some research on it. I was all in. So we're really, really delighted to be a part of this. It's near my hometown, so I have a lot of hometown fans there. It's going to be held at a drive-in. Now, how cool is that?
I love it. Well, and when I think about you sharing about your interest in charities and getting started in the music business early on, helping organizations, foundations, families, what was it that led you down that path, JD? What was it that caused you to want to be involved with nonprofits like this?
Well, I was raised in a Christian family, grew up in a small town church, and you know, we were always taught to always give more than receive. And when you're a country artist like myself, you have a platform that reaches people that begin to follow you, start to like what you like, start to support what you support. And when you get on a platform like we are, and you get behind a charity, people give to it. And over the last decade of doing a charity event, cancer charity, I've done raised lady a new car before through my fan club. And just it's I feel like people, you know, you can raise a lot of money when you're an artist and you have a platform, you do a concert. And so when they reached out to our website, and I had never done anything for Angels in Disguise, to be honest, first time ever. And I heard about it through friends and through Facebook and stuff. And so, you know, I have a son of my own, and you try to help as many people as you can when you have kids. And, you know, especially, you know, this is going to help kids with Down syndrome. So, you know, I've met a lot of people, a lot of family and friends along the way that have kids that have Down syndrome, and I know what they go through. And anytime that I can put a smile on a kid's face or help them raise money for different things in life, I'm all in.
I just finished up a walk with Down Syndrome Alabama, and it's amazing to me, JD, how the conversation keeps coming to the Down Syndrome community. I had a lady on the program with Ronald McDonald House Charities just a few weeks ago, and she shared about her own son with Down Syndrome, and she's a member of the board of the Down Syndrome Alabama organization. And then next thing I know, I'm talking to Hunter Norwood, who has his own ice cream truck, a little something extra ice cream truck, and the connections keep happening. So I'm going to keep riding this and keep pushing, because there's something telling me to bring awareness to this community. And when I saw your post about the concert, obviously I wanted to try to help Angels in Disguise and their efforts. What do you know about Angels in Disguise? You said you researched it a little bit. What is it that stands out to you about their special effort?
I think it's just the awareness of the charity. You know, it's a 501c charity. I do a lot of those. You know, they're dedicated to promoting the awareness. And it looks like, you know, when I started researching, they do a lot of concerts and fundraising events, and they just celebrate individuals with Down syndrome. And so, and you know, they're all unique. They enrich our lives in different ways. And when you meet these kids, man, it's just they just are the happiest kids on the earth. It's like, you know, they're just so much fun and just so happy. And I got to tell you, man, it's just when you have a kid of your own, like I do now, I've always helped kids, from the start of my career until now. But when my wife gave birth to our son, who is actually 13 months old today, you just have a whole new outlook on life. You want to help more people. You want to get involved with more charity just because you're just grateful. And, you know, when I found out about this, you know, Angels in Disguise and their mission, and it just warmed my heart. And, you know, these kids, this is going to be held at a drive-in. Now, I got to tell you, I haven't been to a drive-in in years. I mean, maybe 20 years. And so when they said they were going to team my concert at a drive-in near my hometown, and they're going to show the movie Elf after my concert, I mean, it's a win-win-win for all of us. I mean, how much more fun can you have on a Saturday night you know, a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, before the holidays, and get to meet these kids and you know, watch a movie in your car and do our concerts. It'll be a lot of fun, man. I'm just, all the way around, it was a no-brainer for me.
No, I can imagine how much fun it's going to be. I was with John Snyder a few months ago in Gwinn, Alabama at a drive-in, and they showed his movie, and he put on a concert. It was a great experience. People out in their cars able to enjoy this, and I'm looking forward to this being a very successful event for Angels in Disguise. And if you want to share the information as what you know about the event, you're welcome to do that with listeners right now.
Yeah, so this is going to be held in LaGrange, Kentucky. LaGrange, Kentucky is a little town outside of Louisville. It basically is Louisville, Kentucky, but LaGrange has a new drive-in called the Starbeck Drive-In. Starbeck, it's S-A-U-E-R-B-E-C-K, familydrivein.com. You can check it out. Doors open are going to be about 4:30. I'm going to play about 6 after our concert. We'll play about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, and we're going to show the movie Elf after our show. $35 a car load. You can put 25 people in your car if you have to. 35 to get in, and we just want to help these folks out, get as many people out as we can for this Christmas celebration and concert, you know. And you know, I'm sure it'll be a little chilly on the 20th, but you know, it's gonna be a lot of fun. We want to thank Little Caesars and Pepsi for backing this event, paying for my band and paying for the sound and just help putting this event off on for the kids and just a big thing of fellowship before the holidays and raising money for Angels in Disguise. We're really excited to be there. Like I said, my first drive-in concert maybe ever.
Hey, I hope you have many, many more. And I do want to give you an opportunity, JD, to share about how people can connect with you and your music, okay?
Yeah, so you can check us out. You just Google us, JD Shelburne. Even if you spell it wrong, you'll still find us. JDShelburne.com, Facebook. We're on all social platforms. And we'd love to have you on board as a fan. Check our music out. Our new record went to number 9 on the iTunes chart back this summer. So we've had a pretty incredible year on the road. We're starting to wind down for the wintertime, and we made some time for this Angels in Disguise concert. So it's going to be one of our last big shows of November and going into December to end out 2021 with a bang. So what better way than to get people out to help raise some money for this, this charity event, and just excited to be there.
I love this, JD, and I appreciate you being a part of this Angels in Disguise effort and helping them to support their effort to fundraise for them and what they're doing for the Down syndrome community. So thanks again, JD.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for doing what you do and getting the word out for us.
Absolutely. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Angels in Disguise and JD Shelburne, and I hope you're encouraged by this show and check out this concert movie coming up, Christmas Celebration, Saturday, November 20th in LaGrange, Kentucky. Looking forward to that event for JD and all those involved. I wish you a highly successful event. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Sarah Hamilton with Angels in Disguise. I hope you'll stick with us as we recognize this special organization and the gift of Down syndrome. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. So I'm packing up and leaving here now. No, I don't want to see that day. Tear down my hometown. They tear down my hometown.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up 2 of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get 2 legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. What a great conversation with J.D. Shelburne. Enjoyed having him on the show very much. As you think about someone who is an entertainer, who wants to give back, who wants to be a part of the community and help charitable organizations. With that thought in mind, right now I have Sarah Hamilton with Angels in Disguise. You heard about them over the last couple of segments and the special event coming up November 20th. And I wanted to talk to Sarah about Angels in Disguise, the background, the history of the organization. And I want you as a listener to find out more about this effort and see where you fit in. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Sarah Hamilton.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's a real pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show today, and I know you're a very busy person with Angels in Disguise here lately. Tell listeners about the background of Angels in Disguise.
Sure. So Angels in Disguise was started by our founders, Mike and Penny Mahalik, about a dozen years ago. They had already a good number of children themselves. They had adopted several more, and then they had their daughter, Elena, who was born with the gift of Down syndrome. So a lot of people, that might seem intimidating, but Mike had grown up with an uncle with Down syndrome. So right away, they saw Elena as just a real joy and a big gift in their lives. But they noticed that some of their friends and family had a difficult response to it. A lot of I'm so sorry's that came, and they wanted to show everybody they're not sorry. They've got this beautiful daughter. And so for her first birthday, they started off with a big concert just to celebrate as a birthday party. And really that began a whole organization with the mission of celebrating the gift of Down syndrome. And so what we do is we do celebratory events, and concerts have always been a part, an annual part of what we do. But from there it grew, trying to change the mindset of people to kind of see, take away that fear, and show people the ability of people with Down syndrome. And so we started off just kind of doing these celebration events. That grew into adoption grants. So there's no greater way for people to see the worth of a child with Down syndrome than people who would choose to adopt a child with Down syndrome. So we have actually funded almost 130 adoptions with adoption grants to bring children home to their forever family. And then the story kind of grew from there that Mike and Penny's went on to adopt a sibling group. There was two boys from Poland, Max and Francis. And Max had Down syndrome and Francis did not. But people wanted to adopt Francis, who was the typical developing child, but did not want to adopt Max. And so Mike and Penny did not want them to be split up. So they adopted Max and Francis. And what they found out was that Max did have a heart condition. And he didn't have a surgery early enough to correct that. And so he ended up passing away just a couple of years ago. And so in honor of Max, we started the Help Heal Broken Hearts program. And so we also give money to organizations earmarked for children with Down syndrome to have corrective heart surgeries as well. And we do some other things as well. But those are our big initiatives, the adoption grants and the corrective heart surgeries.
Sarah, one thing that stood out to me is talking about the gift of Down syndrome. And obviously that's a theme for Angels in Disguise. I mentioned that yesterday when I was at the Down Syndrome Alabama walk, as I was interviewing one of the directors of that particular walk. And I said, tell me about your gift. It makes us have an appreciation for the human being that we have in our lives, the joy that individual brings us and the joy that they bring others.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. I mean, we all have, you know, everybody has their gifts. Everybody has their things that they struggle with. We're all the same in that way. But there's so much joy that these children and adults, even with Down syndrome, bring into the lives of their families. And, you know, everybody who meets them can acknowledge that. They just have something that we can all learn from.
Now, Sarah, how did you get involved with Angels in Disguise? What's your background?
So my background is not necessarily connected to people with Down syndrome. Actually, unfortunately, I did not grow up with any friends with Down syndrome, any family members with Down syndrome. I actually didn't have that experience. And surprisingly, eventually I came to this organization. And what is really neat about it is that because I didn't come from that parent of a child with Down syndrome background, I'm kind of allowed to tell everybody, you know, everybody can be an advocate for people with Down syndrome. I've met so many amazing people since starting with this organization. I just came about it from a friend who knew Mike and Penny, and they were ready to take the organization to the next step because it was just growing. And I wanted to be a part of it. I'd always thought that I wanted to work overseas in an orphanage. That didn't work. I have five children of my own now. It's been an amazing way to help orphans and to help people who need to be seen by the world in a different way. One of the things we always say is we're not looking for the cure for Down syndrome. The cure is to change public perception. And so I'm really just proud and excited to be a part of that.
Sarah, I was asked the same question yesterday at the Alabama Down Syndrome Walk. I was talking to Hey Girl Designs as I spoke with Dina and Ashley Warren. Dina asked me what my connection was to the Down Syndrome community. And I, like you, have no close relatives. I had no friends growing up that had Down Syndrome. But I do have some friends that I know that have children with Down Syndrome. And I keep interviewing people, and it leads to the next person and the next person. And I'm just thrilled to be able to be a vehicle for the Down syndrome community.
That's amazing, right? It, you know, we find out how well connected we are, you know, the whole world, you know, we say it's like someone won the lottery when they have a child with Down syndrome, because it's, you know, one out of basically 750 pregnancies are somebody with Down syndrome. So, our goal is to help come alongside those families and create opportunities for those individuals just to shine up on stage or wherever. So we're really excited to do that with JD coming up next month.
Well, and I know that you have a unique perspective because as you represent Angels in Disguise, I'm sure you get to hear from families, from individuals who benefit from this very special organization. What are some of the thoughts from families who have benefited from Angels in Disguise?
There's a lot of amazing stories because, you know, we're really fortunate in the United States that we don't have a mindset that puts these children away in adult institutions. But in other countries, you know, the worth of children with Down syndrome is really not seen. It's so stigmatized that a lot of times these kids will end up in adoption. Up for adoption, they may not get adopted. They'll age out. They'll go to adult mental institutions where, unfortunately, almost all of them will die very young because they're just not given the medical care or support or care that they need. And so very often with families who are adopting children with Down syndrome, what is amazing is to see the complete turnaround of these children once they're home with their forever families, and just given the care and support and love that they need. We'll hear about children who are, you know, 1-2 years old who can't sit up on their own yet, can't eat on their own, you know, are still on bottles, have a variety of medical issues, of not being able to talk or walk. And then within just 6-8 months of being home, just a complete turnaround and really just such a joy in their family. And that is just so heartwarming to me. And then on the other hand, we've had situations where, you know, they weren't able to raise the funds as quickly, or they weren't able to get the paper process. It's such a long, difficult journey to adopt. And we've seen where those children have passed away before their families have been able to get to them, which is just heartrending. So what we are doing is literally it's saving lives. And even in the United States, the same thing. There are families who would rather terminate the pregnancy than bring the child to life. And so we just want to take away all those factors and say, you know, there's dignity, there's worth in this child. And there are people who are on a waiting list to adopt a child with Down syndrome. And so we just want to bring that message of hope and life for those kids.
I'm glad that we're where we are today. And that does leave hope for other countries. As we move forward, there is hope.
We've come so far, and there's still a good way to go. But yes, there's definitely opportunity here, especially in our area where we are in Louisville, Kentucky. There's some really amazing organizations working with individuals with Down syndrome. They have great opportunities. I know another, you know, our founders, they're pretty amazing because in addition to having 16 children, starting Angels in Disguise, they also founded a school that is a private school that takes children with special needs as well as those that are typically developing. It's for preschool all the way through 12th grade. And so it's really a joy to be a part of that as well, because you just see how that complete interaction, those kids aren't taken out. They're not put in a separate special needs classroom. It's completely integrated. And they just learn so much from each other. Mike and Penny always say, you know, most of us are put on this planet to learn. Some of us are put on the planet to teach. And it's the children with Down syndrome. They just teach so much to the other kids in the classroom about patience and just appreciating every little victory, you know, just being super excited about every victory, to have that empathy and to walk into a room and not judge everybody. You know, right now our world is so divided. Like in our country, people with Down syndrome walk into a room, they're not thinking, oh, these people must be on this part of the political spectrum, or they must be on this side of COVID issues. You know, they're just walking in and everyone is a friend. And there's just so much that we can learn about that would just pull our world back together with that love, that unconditional love. And I think that's just so important for us to see. We need more people like that in our world.
I totally agree, Sarah. And I know that you're based in Kentucky. What families can benefit from Angels in Disguise? Is it limited to people in Kentucky?
It's not. We, you know, most of our families are not from Kentucky. They're from all over. We have helped families from over a dozen states. We have brought children from over a dozen different countries. So they're coming from all over and finding their homes here in the United States from all over. So it's no one is limited. We can help everyone. We can't help everyone, and we need more funding to be able to help everyone, but we do our best. We do our best. And we actually partner with Little Caesars to do Halo campaigns to raise money for kids with Down syndrome to be adopted. So if there's a Little Caesars in your area, you know, usually in the fall, they might be having a Halo campaign. If they're not, let them know they ought to be. So yes, we can raise awareness and funds.
Well, I wanted to make sure that you were able to verbalize that as people listen wherever they're at to think about the opportunities with Angels in Disguise. I know I've been excited to share about this organization here in the state of Alabama with people who are in the Down syndrome community. The families are always intrigued when they hear about Angels in Disguise so far. And I know that you mentioned fundraising, and we have an event coming up November 20th with J.D. Shelburne. And I want you to be able to share about that too, Sarah.
So we're really excited to work with JD. I mean, he's here, you know, from our state, Kentucky, not too far from us in Taylorsville. And, you know, just with all the COVID stuff, we weren't sure what the year would look like. We usually have our concert at a nice indoor theater downtown. But this year we decided to do something different, and we're partnering with Starbucks Family Drive-In, and we're going to do kind of an early Christmas, but it's kind of late towards end of November, November 20th. And we're going to do a live concert there, and it's also going to be on the screen. And then after, we're going to watch the Christmas movie Elf with Will Ferrell for just a really nice family event to get everybody together and in the safest way we can and just have a good time. So we're really excited to partner with JD because he's been on our list for a long time. We always have a Christmas concert, but this was just the perfect year to do it. So we're really excited.
So November 20th and the activities involved with this event, what all can people expect? The movie, the concert?
Well, I'm Santa going around for some selfies with Santa. And that's pretty much it. It's simple. It's not complicated. It's just to come, enjoy each other's company, watch JD and have a good movie experience. You know, it's kind of nostalgic. It's that, that old school drive-in feeling, that there's something about those times that people have that they can think back to when they were younger or expose their children to the drive-in. A lot of people still haven't had that experience, and we just thought it would be really just a neat time. Yeah, a really neat time for families.
I think it's going to be great, Sarah, and I want you to also be able to share how you want people to connect with Angels in Disguise.
Sure. So, absolutely, they can go to our website, angelsindisguise.net, to find out a little bit more about what we're doing. They can also follow us on our social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest, we're just about everywhere. And that is at support the smile is our tag or whatever. So they can definitely go on there and follow us, and then come on out, see us at the drive-in for sure. We would love to see everybody there. We actually have comp tickets for families still left over. We always like reserved a bit of comp tickets for families. So if you have somebody with Down syndrome who's coming with you, then you get a free ticket. But you have to reach out to us directly to get that. And they can do that by emailing me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, at angelsindisguise.net.
Perfect. Angels in Disguise is a nonprofit Down syndrome organization created in 2008, and it began as a classical concert held in honor and gratitude of a very special little girl, Alina Rose, on her first birthday. They are pure and precious gifts, and they are true angels who can touch our souls and warm our hearts one smile at a time, making the typical world around us a much better place. Sarah Hamilton, it's been great to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about this special effort through Angels in Disguise. Looking forward to this concert with J.D. Shelburne, and wish you all much success.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your heart for these children as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing organizations like Angels in Disguise. We're recognizing musicians like J.D. Shelburne. And I hope you're encouraged by the show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to recognize difference makers in our communities. Of course, you can follow on Facebook. You can follow on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Oh, live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.